Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we're back. Here you go, George, or Joe. The pro-life organizations have been firebombed or vandalized by radical pro-death activists, according to the Catholic Vote. Well, here you go. Hollywood, Florida. South Broward Pregnancy Center. Asheville, North Carolina. Mountaineer Pregnancy Centers. Manassas, Virginia. First Care Women's Health. Alexandria, Virginia, Concerned Women for America, Risertown, Maryland, Alpha Pregnancy Center, Frederick, Maryland, Birthright of Frederick, Frederick, Maryland, CareNet, Frederick, and Risertown, Maryland, Alpha Pregnancy Center. Boy, they're really big in Maryland, aren't they? Buffalo, New York, Compass Care Pregnancy Services, Madison, Wisconsin, Family Action, Des Moines, Iowa, Agape Pregnancy Resource Center, Denton, Texas, Women to Women Pregnancy Center, Austin, Texas, Trotter House, Long Beach, California, His Nesting Place for Mothers and Children, Sebastopol, California, Pregnancy Center, Billboard, Eugene, Oregon, Dove Medical Clinic, Kaiser, Oregon, Oregon Right to Life, Gershom, Oregon, Gershom Pregnancy Resource Centers, Portland, Oregon, Southwest Portland Pregnancy Resource Center, Vancouver, Washington, Options 360 Women's Clinic, Federal Way, Washington, CareNet Pregnancy and Family Services, and Linwood, Washington, Next Step Pregnancy Centers. And there's a lot more since then. This happened here. This goes
notice
back.
All the stories about how they have captured and are jailed the perpetrators of these crimes, right?
Yeah.
And well, like zero, none. You don't even hear about investigations. I mean, crickets. They're not talking about it. They're not putting out warnings. Oh, they're warning about the pro-life movement destroying the country. Yeah, that's what they're warning people about.
Yeah.
It'll destroy us, yeah.
Here you go. Selective. This is an article by Ethan Huff out of the Natural News. The Biden regime's Department of Justice is perhaps better described as the Department of Injustice, based on selective way in which political cases are investigated and prosecuted. Very, very corrupt, crooked, very corrupt, very crooked, Attorney General Merrick Garland just threw the book at the Proud Boys, a conservative movement, charging them with sedition for protesting at the Capitol on January 6th. But burn, loot, and murder, formerly Black Lives Matter, terrorists were there. And by the way, there's evidence, Rudy Giuliani, 5 days after that, submitted evidence to the FBI that Antifa was involved in the death of Ashley Babbitt. And again, here, you didn't hear much about that, did you?
No, not. One news channel really talked about Ashley Babbitt. I think that was Tucker Carlson, really, was the only buddy that talked about her. Everybody else kind of ignored it.
No, not us. We talked about it. Talked about it. Yeah.
News. Yeah, we're talking the media.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter again. Terrorists were just let off easy with just a plea agreement. That's all they got, according to reports. Two lawyers who took part in the burn, loot, and murder domestic terrorism faced the possibility of 30 years in prison for their crimes. Instead, that Biden regime lets them off scot-free with a maximum of just a couple of years of jail time. And so here he goes and says, continues, those two defendants were participated in an effort that could have burned down the, who could have burned police alive, as police officers alive, as a form of protest. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to burn these police officers alive. Tweeted Jonathan Turley about the burn, loot, and murder domestic terrorists. They will now be given sentences closer to tax fraud than terrorism. Right as this all happened, the DOG, DOD, it is not a Department of Justice, went for maximum blood against the Proud Boys, calling them terrorists, rioters, who deserve to be charged on any level for their involvement in the events of January 6th. The burn, loot, and murder domestic terrorists threw a Molotov cocktail into a police vehicle in New York and ended up with only one count of possessing and making explosive devices, which itself carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. Now, however, they will be allowed to withdraw their earlier plea, instead plead guilty to conspiring to assemble the Molotov cocktail and damage the New York Police Department patrol car. Again, we don't have a Department of Justice. They're simply an arm of the Democratic Communist Party. And that's why we have to...
I'm sorry. I was saying, we know Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, you know, he's been charged. He's come out publicly and said that he explained how that British filmmaker, they called him to testify, but they showed this edited and manipulated footage of what happened, leaving out the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, leaving out the beating of Roseanne Boyland, were left out. And he said, what they're doing is they want prosecution of Trump, and they're bringing all this fake evidence, mischaracterization. And he said what they're doing is they're putting these heavy fines and jail time on people, and they want us to stand up and perjure ourselves to keep, you know, from spending 25, 30 years in jail. And he said they're not worried about evidence because they're manufacturing it. And they're forcing some of these people by fear of spending their life in jail to come up and be a false witness and say something that they did that they didn't do. And we've seen that because they put those people in jail without any attorney, without any bail. They've left them there for months and months, many of them in solitary confinement. I mean, a mass murderer gets better treatment in America than these guys that just trespassed in the Capitol. They didn't have guns. They didn't, you know, hurt anybody. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't actually hit anybody. It was not an insurrection. It got a little disorderly where they broke some doors and windows. But, you know, lifetime in jail? Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. You got a 40, 50-year-old man, and you give him 35 years in prison. That's life sentence.
Joe, you had Ashley Babbitt, who was actually trying to get the people to calm down. Here's an unarmed young woman who was actually trying to get people to calm down, and a dirty cop murdered her in cold blood, a real cowardly dirty cop murdered her in cold blood. And he's being covered by
that
illegitimate...
For shooting an unarmed woman, they made him a hero.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't get him to run for Congress as a Democrat. I mean, that's the kind of people they would have there.
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, some more fast articles. Well, let me go over on this one, too, because we're talking about these those that are protesting out there, the serpent seed, those that are screaming and threatening. You know, I'm going to tell you something here. They better realize that there's a whole lot of us that aren't intimidated, and we're becoming more and more angry. And like General McEnany said, you've got 300 million people that are armed, and I know a whole lot of people, and they're fed up, and they're not going to take it. And I'm going to tell you, these screaming hordes, once the shooting does start, and that's what they're pushing for, they're going to wish they hadn't pushed for it. And, you know, and I hope that once that shooting does start, once that they're pushing for a war here, I hope there's no place for Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chuckie Schumer, and any of these those that are these damn communists, and that's what they are, that are pushing. And I didn't mean damn, I mean damned communists. Yeah. They are. They're damned. They're damned because of what their anti-Christ position that they've taken, the rebellion against God. Nancy Pelosi said, because she is a good, true Catholic, that woman is evil and wicked. And according to God's word, she is unclean, and her skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And according to God's word, her own mouth has condemned that nasty old woman. And I believe there's a special hot place in hell for her and Chucky Schumer and the pedophiles. And by the way, God frowns very heavily on pedophiles, Joe Biden. And so there you go.
Yeah. Well, here we've got a warning for people. You remember we've talked many, many times about the Zuckerberg dollars that some...
80 million?
Million. What?
80 million to hijack a local election?
Yep. Now, the same group is coming back. This time they've got money, and they're going to be back at it again. They don't have as much, but they're coming out under a new leadership. But there's still that Center for Tech and Civic Life. And they're going to be going around trying to bring, you know, fair elections to everybody. But it's the same group of people, different title, different name, and a new initiative for coming elections. Folks, don't be led astray. This they call it the U.S. Alliance for Election Excellence. They're launching an $80 million initiative to extend affluence over all our election departments across the country. Only local election officials can apply and get money. But on the website, there's no specific about what it's going to do, or it's all vague, you know. And it said during this first year, we're going to identify local election departments who want to join the alliance, serve as support systems for each other and other election departments across the country. So what they're trying to do is do the same old thing with a fancier name, different title, make it sound better. Same people, same horse manure. Watch for it in your neighborhood. Don't.
What they're telling you is we're going to find very corrupt election officials and buy them. We're going to bribe them.
Right, exactly. With money, they have to apply for it, and, of course, only the liberals are going to get it, the grant money, you know, because they know what they're supposed to do with it. So here
well,
we go again.
Remember back in the springtime when Zuckerberg said he was not going to get involved to participate anymore of the election. He gave $340 million for election fraud. But he said since it's not a presidential election, he's not going to spend that money. He wants to wait to the presidential election.
Right. So he's only spending $80 million. It's still coming of his money. But and that first time it was $420 million he spent to buy the election for Biden. Biden is bought and paid for as can be.
China owns him too. $130 million from China?
Yeah, China, yeah. China, well, why do you think we call him China Joe?
Well,
here's a story we do need to get out. Years ago, Michelle Bachmann and a couple named Alan and Julie Quist. Now, Alan Quist is a professor, and his wife Julie is they're born-again believers. They're activists. And in Minnesota, they had started a group called Maple River Education Co-op, and my wife and I worked with them for years on get your children out of the public school system, what's happening, this kind of thing. These people are wonderful. Anyway, they've got a great article, and it's about Marxist ideology and practice are coming to Minnesota schools. disguised as new teacher licensing rules. So the Minnesota Licensing Board is calling the professional educators, licensees, and standard board. And this was appointed, the board was appointed by the Governor Waltz. And this long name, PLSB, the Professional Educators Licensing Board, the standards embed basic Marxist principles and practices of critical race theory, fluid sexual identity, gender politics. It's in everything the teachers have to go through. They divide people into opposing groups. Students and teachers must view themselves as a member of a group. No individuals allowed. You've got to be part of the group, you know, a group. And the story goes on and on. It's quite detailed. But the students help, the idea they help students develop social identities based upon their social grouping. Remember, the individual is nothing, the group is everything, and there's all kinds of stuff here, but basically, Minnesota has gone Marxist. Everything in it, understanding white supremacy, you have to train students in social activism, you have to understand that the laws were created to oppress by race, class, gender. You know, all the laws in Minnesota, you know, oppress somebody. They oppress by language, sexual orientation, nationality, you name it. It's oppressive. They have to affirm and incorporate identity politics, race, gender identity into everything. I could go on and on for 15 minutes. It's all this new stuff, nothing in there about reading, writing, learning skills, learning to think for yourself. It's nothing but indoctrination, and it's now going to be, this is what all the teachers must demonstrate, this worldview, to get a teaching license in Minnesota. If you live in Minnesota, personally, I wouldn't pack up and move if I were me. If you can't move, homeschool, Christian school, get your kids out of there. And if you have any young people, if you have any dreams of being a teacher, don't go to one of the colleges in Minnesota. You're going to be just turned into a communist if you go there.
All right.
It's just frustrating. It's so evil, so wicked, an entire state going down.
Well, we're in a war. This is a revolution. Yeah. We are in a revolution right now, Joe. And so, again... to take our country back. And so, and again, like I said, Bern Luton murder and these serpent seed, these people, these screaming, yelling, pro-death, and these are cowardly people. They're out there, and they will tell you, we have the Department of Justice on our side. We can do this. We have... the Department of Justice on our side. It's in your face showing you that we can get away with whatever we want, okay?
They've never met a baby they don't mind killing.
Right. They're cowardly, they're yellow.
Having somebody else do it.
They're cowardly, they're yellow. You know, it's an interesting thing because there was just a story. This fellow caught his wife cheating on him. And so she denied it, and she denied it, and finally... he had all the evidence. He caught her red-handed, caught her in the act. And she's begging him and begging him and begging him and begging him to give her a second chance, take her back. He didn't want to talk to her. After denying, in other words, when he confronted her the first time and said, are you having an affair? Because he knew he was on to her. And she told him, she said, you know, you, she laughed at him. And she told him that you're paranoid. What's wrong with you? Why would you say that, you know? And so he confronted the man, too, who was his friend. And that guy, who was supposed to be his friend, said, man, I can't believe you would even accuse me of that. Well, anyhow, he caught him in the act. And when that happened, she begged him and begged him and begged him to give her a second chance to take her back, this and that. But what happened, Joe, was... just when he was considering possibly doing that, he asked her, then, why did you, forget what the question was, why did you do what you did at this 2 weeks ago, whatever? She said, because I found out I was pregnant, and I didn't know if it was your child or his, so I went and I aborted it. Boy, that killed any chance that she ever had. I mean, what would you, I mean, how, see, these people are wicked, okay? If she came to me and said, I killed your baby, boy, I'm going to tell you. Well, I remember one time being out at the bloody abortion mill. This guy brings this woman in there, and I try to give her a track, and she cussed at me. And he said, hey, he's sitting there in the car. Leave her alone. And so I said, yeah. So what'd you do, bring her down here to kill your baby? He said, what are you talking about? She's going to the doctor. I said, this is an abortion mill. I said, they kill children here. That's all they do here. He said, are you kidding me? I said, no. I said, what do you think I'm doing here?
Yeah.
And he jumped up.
We're out here protesting.
Yeah, well, I was by myself that morning.
Oh.
He jumped up, and he ran into there, and he came out, and he literally was holding her up, okay, by the hair of the head. And he brought her over, and he held her up, and he said, you apologize to that man. He saved your life. Had you killed my baby, he said, I would have killed you. And he told me he just got out of prison for assault and battery and attempted murder. So,
little violent type man to start with. You killed my baby, and I would have come unglued. Yeah, it didn't sound good.
He told her, you would have been dead, okay? And so, I mean, that's how... And so, well, that takes us to the next article here. Screaming in pain and bleeding, abortionist leaves two women permanently injured. This is World News Daily. This is an article by Bob Unruh. Late-term abortionist now facing multiple medical malpractice claims. A foundation that defends the lives of the unborn have launched two medical malpractice cases against a notorious abortionist who made a name for himself doing late-term abortions and with his associates. Life Legal Foundation, Leroy Carhart, I know about him.
Yep, Leroy Carhart.
Is reporting that defendants of both cases had Leroy Carhart, whose actions already have been a subject of discussion in the U.S. Supreme Court, and Steph. Their Carhart was challenged various state laws that prohibit barbaric partial birth abortions in which babies are partially delivered and killed. That guy, that's a beast. That's an animal, okay?
Animal, yeah.
And often dismembered by the bloody...
These liberals, Pastor Nee, they can't stand to have a puppy or a kitten put down, and yet they'll let an abortionist take a human baby, partially delivered, dismember it, pull it apart till it dies, but they can't put down a cat or a dog. I mean, there's something terribly wrong here, folks. Terrible.
Yeah, well, here, these women, now listen, do you have, you know, do you feel sorry for these? These women came in there to kill their baby. They came in there to kill their baby, and now they're crying the blues because they almost died.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say? That the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Okay. Do you feel sorry for these women that would come and kill their innocent children? And then because of what happened to them, they almost bled to death. They're looking for sympathy. What do you think?
It's really hard to be sympathetic. The trouble is I don't think they realize they went to a butcher. This guy, Carhart's about 80 years old, and I guess some of the women got in trouble. He wasn't able to do anything to help them, and it's just totally sad all the way
around. It's the people he had working for him, too. Yeah. It's malpractice, too. I mean, you know, I've seen this happen in these abortion mills time and time again, and we've announced the ones that were sued because what happened when they got inspected by the health department, they found their instruments had dried blood on them. They weren't cleaned right. Look, people that kill little children are the most ungodly these are the most low-life people that there are, okay?
Well, the staff, you've got people that are better trained and qualified at the veterinary clinic's assistants, have more training, a cleaner environment.
A lot more.
About their job, than a lot more than these people that work at these abortion mills, these chop shops, I call them. But anyway, one of the things that they never tell the women, that this is dangerous. Late-term abortions is dangerous. You can have uterine rupture. You can injure your other vital organs.
It's deadly for the baby.
Things. Yeah, death for the baby, and you can become infertile. So the women aren't even told the dangers to themselves, let alone, you know, the, like you said, yeah, the baby dies. But they're just lied to all the way around, Pastor Ernie.
Yep. Got a couple things here. Judge rules, according to Jim Hoft, Dirtbag AG, Attorney General Mark Brownovich, waited too long to demand changes to Arizona's election procedures to affect the 2022 election. This guy did it on purpose. He knows how corrupt. And today I heard one of those so-called election officials saying how his religion would keep him from doing the right thing. How his religion, he gave that testimony, you know, when it come to before the illegitimate committee there in D.C. And so here, I mean, unbelievable. The hypocrisy of these people are amazing, Joe. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they've been reduced to. I mean, this is unbelievable. But anyhow, after months of waiting for Attorney General to act, President Trump released a statement last March putting Arizona Attorney General Mark Brownovich on notice to get to the bottom of the 2020 election. And he goes on to say, I mean, how dare Trump ask for them to do their job? How dare he ask them to do their job? The Maricopa County election audit.
Yeah, that horrible person wants to know the truth.
The Maricopa County election audit discovered massive evidences of election law violations and hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots in the 2020 election. All evidence was delivered to Arizona Attorney General Brownovich last September, and we have not seen any action at all.
Of course, President, sitting on somebody's desk, filed on hold.
Yeah. What do you think he got paid for that?
Well, President, all I know is a lot of those politicians, you look at their salary, and then you look at, in a very short few years, they become multimillionaires, so somewhere they're getting paid a lot of money.
Yep. Harry Truman said it. You can bet when a politician gets rich in office, he is a crook. And even Joe Biden, I'll never forget that when he was the senator. I was watching him when they had one of those town hall meetings or whatever, and the woman asked him, or she made a statement, at least now we don't have a crook. And he had this smirk on his face. And he said, let me tell you something. These elections are very, very costly. To run for a Senate is very costly. And in order to get that, you have to get funds. You have to find the people with deep pockets. And once they paid for your campaign, they expect something in return. And he was smirking when he said it. In other words, Biden says, yeah, I am a crook, right?
That's pretty much what he said. He's bought and paid for.
President Trump asked
donors.
President Trump asked Brenovich in March, when is the Attorney General of Arizona going to rule on the election fraud and large-scale election irregularities and wait before him? But Brenovich did not just stall the election audit. He also waited too long to demand changes in the Arizona election law. So on Friday, Yavapai County Superior Court Judge Napier ruled that the AG Brownovich waited too long to demand changes to the Arizona state election procedures to affect the 2022 elections. You know, even the courts, all of these judges, when, you know, this they were all in on it, and they were intimidated. They were intimidated, and they stood down. None of them had the decency to do their job. and let history record them. By gosh, I'm going to tell you, history will record against them. All right, we're going to be back right after this. Don't go away.
Well, there's people on the left and people on the right, and there's people that's in between. You better hope you're right when you leave this life and bow before the King of Kings. Bow before the King of Kings.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song, but on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
They say no one murdered more than Hitler did. Most people would say that's true. But over 50 million babies that were never born might disagree with you. Yeah, they might disagree with you.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song. But on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong. We got a right to feel the way we feel. We got a right to make a stand. And I'm proud to say on my wedding day that my was not a man,
a great big ugly man.
Some say I'm a little bit too far right when I write and sing my song, but on Judgment Day before God's throne, I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right. Thank God I'm saved on Judgment Day. I'd rather be right than wrong. Lord, I'd rather be right than wrong.
Alrighty, there you go.
I don't really think be right than wrong. Too far right, huh? If you're right with the Lord, you can't be too far to the right.
Amen. Well, we got to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. Oh, you know what? I got an announcement to make, a couple of announcements. Folks, again, first of all, we have, for most of you, all of you that have ordered the 2,000 meals, they're in the mail. They're in the mail. You should be getting them within the next couple of days out there. So hang in there. Now, we've already got another order. We've already put another order in for more because these 2,000 meals are going very quick. And this is our opportunity. This is our inward. It's driving the fake news media crazy. They don't know what to do because now people are seeing the evidence out there and all of the illegitimate, those in the media, illegitimate, and all of those betrayers, the deep state out there, they don't know how to handle this here. People are seeing. And what that does is it just it takes away, if there had been any credibility left at NBC, ABC, or CBS, it's gone now. People are watching that. So, but you got to show it. You've got to, once you get that film, you've got to take it and you've got to show it in your library, in your church, wherever. Get it to as many people as possible out there. That's one. The other thing is this. I want you to know, you folks out there, because we're getting all kinds of phone calls. Even some of the ladies are crying. They don't want us to go off their station. Well, let me try to assure you that we want to stay on as much as you want us to stay on. We want to stay on probably more than you want us to stay on. We've been fighting all of these years, and we've been hung in. And the last couple of years, when it's been very close and tough, but we managed not to have to go off any stations. And I appreciate it, and I appreciate and the letters. Well, you go ahead if you write those letters if you want us to stay on it and your prayer request, and we'll pray for them too. But we will do everything we can. But it all depends virtually upon you folks out there. This Monday, I was notified today, I've got to turn in a check for like $60,000 just this Monday, folks. And it's going to be really tough making that, okay? We're just looking forward to doing that. So we're going to do the best we can. But we need all the help we can. For you out that are on the Internet, if you go up to our website, wrwl.org, it shows you all the ways you can help us. Or if you go to or just our address.
You're kind of asking that people made pledges that some of them, if they could send it in a little sooner, would be better?
Yeah, that's basically it, Joe. It's if it came in sooner instead of later, because, you know, they've got the newsletter. The newsletter went out, and the return envelope and everything is there. By the way, too, the newsletter was one of the ways we managed to get the word out. And even if we have to go off in your area, you still can get our newsletter. That's free. It's free. It don't cost you anything. And then you'll still have the information they don't want you to have, and the information that the enemies of freedom don't want you to have. And so I encourage all of you to write and give us a very clear address. And it helps to even have a phone number. If we can't understand, if we have a question, and folks, please, Joe, we get letters and people send us their address. Here's my address. And they don't give us their name. They don't, without a name. We got to have your name and your address, and we'll get you that newsletter, okay?
We all make mistakes, but on something like this, double check so we have something to call and verify. If we can't, and people's handwriting differs, and sometimes you just can't read it, so give us that phone number, too. At least we have a way to contact you and try and get it right.
Give them the address real quick, Joe.
The address is 1WRWL, we'll get through, at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, in the city of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's WRWL, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
All right, let's go with Coach. Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, Pastor Larson.
Hey, howdy, Coach.
Same to you, Coach. Hey,
you know, you two gentlemen, man, you guys are warriors of the night. Let me tell you what, anybody listen to What's Right, What's Left radio broadcast, you're finding out what's really going on in America. And if you ever lose this radio broadcast in your area, you will no longer get any of what's really going on. You will get indoctrination of America. And I said that because it's from my heart. Now, here in Brunswick, in the great state of Ohio, I was in Giant Eagle tonight and walking around Giant Eagle looking for a few items. What comes up on the loudspeaker, loud and clear, why Giant Eagle in Brunswick was so proud and honored to stand up and recognize the LGBTQ. Why they stood up for inclusion, diversity. What a wonderful thing that they were proud to represent, and saying what a great place it is for Obama's homosexual sex perverts to work there. So here in Brunswick, Ohio, over the loudspeaker, they honored sodomy.
Well, you know what? You know, they haven't done it. If they were to do that at my local one, that would be the last time I'm shopping there. I wouldn't go back. Like, already, you see, it's about having standards, folks. It's about having standards. It's about being better, not lesser. And what happens is, like, well, Taco Bell, when Taco Bell celebrated Sodomite Pride, that was that. I used to go to Taco Bell. I won't go to Taco Bell anymore. I'm better than that, okay? When, of course, Coca-Cola, when Coke a couple of years ago said, you know, we need to be less white. I haven't had a Coke since, and I quit drinking Coke. And so
I hear you. You know,
all
Pat,
of those things.
Before I get off, I want to make two quick points so somebody else can call in. I sent, when June came out, to everybody that I knew, I wrote an article, do not welcome the LGBTQ and do not embrace it. I put in scriptures how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And we are seeing this Biden administration following Obama's agenda. They know that America is the greatest nation in the world. And the only way to bring it down, make us rot from within. Transgender, transvestites, homosexuals, lesbians, pedophile, drag queens, they're hitting us. And remember this, gentlemen, before I get off. It's as if all those Democrats out there today, and here's what they're doing to all of us, God-loving, God-fearing patriots, constitutionalists who love our country, they're giving us the middle finger saying, we don't care what you say, we're ramming it down your throats. Well, I got news for you. I'm looking forward to day. I'm at that white throne judgment, and they're going to come up before God, and God's going to get his revenge. I love you guys. Keep fighting the fight.
All right, thanks. And that's what they're doing there.
Getting a hold of you soon. I got a package from you. Appreciate it very much.
All right, let's go to, we got Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, speaking of coach, a basketball player just died. Caleb Swanigan. I actually followed him a little bit on Purdue University. He was 25, no known health problems. You know, so I'm a little bit suspicious, you know, about what happened to him. You know, perfectly healthy, 25 years old. He played for Portland Trailblazers for 3 years. I don't know where he's playing now. But also on Stu Peters Friday, the last two parts of his podcast, they mentioned they had a woman who's been on before, Ariana Love, and she was talking about the nano wires that they're pulling out of corpses, and there's like five possible types. Some of them are like could leave your system pretty quickly. Others could be gold. And so she went over that, so that was useful. Then there was another guy on that said that shellfish, right after that, the very end of the podcast, you can extract poison, according to the CIA, from shellfish, in trace amounts. And he thinks that that's part of the virus and the vaccine, apparently, in some cases. But he also mentioned something about some people have been able to recover with a 3-day water fast. If they do that pretty close to after getting the shot, they've been able to get all this stuff out of their system just drinking water for 3 days and nothing else, which is hard to do. Also, what you were just saying now about the abortion clinic, in Proverbs 1 it says, love simplicity. It has those two words together in the middle of Proverbs 1. And, of course, these women should know that this can easily happen to them. But it's like hate knowledge, love simplicity.
Yep.
So what do you think?
Well, yeah, he's talking to the simple-minded. He's telling them up there, they refuse God's word. He told them, listen, pay attention, and they've refused it. And he said because of that, it's going to cost them dearly, and it has. But we got to move on. But listen, thanks. Let's go on to John. John, you're in the air. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you. Somebody on the program mentioned earlier about some rock star in another country apparently coming down with COVID after taking the poison jab. And I've been reading a lot of articles on Global Research, globalresearch.ca, and one of them is similar to that, titled Will the Tragic Fate of World Stars Like Celine Dion and Justin Bieber Open the Eyes of Their Multitudinous Fans, Impacts of the COVID Vaccine. And it brings out that they've had to cancel their tours because of some, quote, a mysterious malady disorders after taking the so-called vaccine, the mRNA vaccines, and that there's a lot of indications that it had to do with taking the vaccines, that they've been disabled. And influencers like that have been used to delude impressionable fans of celebrities and others. And they were very active in promoting these poison jabs. And I think that there's an article also on Global Research by Dr. Russell Blaylock. That's like Playlock, spelled with a B, Blaylock. And it's really wonderful in what he shows, the following the money by Big Pharma to CDC, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, and all of these so-called regulatory agencies that are supposed to police the crimes and fake science of the Big Pharma corrupt corporations that have proven themselves to be criminals and liars by all of the lawsuits that are no longer permitted.
All righty. You know what? I hear you, but we're running short of time. We had Dr. Malone on here. He invented the mRNA, and he said it's not a vaccine. It is a bioweapon. The guy that invented it said it's a bioweapon. He tells you, don't take it. It'll kill you. All right. Who did you say we had next? All right. we've got some callers calling in saying, Heinen's store and Mark's store do not. They do not promote lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers or LGBTQ. So those are the two. Now some of the corporate America is starting to waken up because they're starting to feel the effects is what it's costing them. And so now the seeds of Satan, these pro-death people out there, are going to corporations to try to get them to influence and become and come out and say that they're for pro-death, for killing babies. And if corporate America is that stupid, well, they deserve to lose business, and they will. They will lose because there are some people out there that have morals and values and will say, you know what, I quit watching the baseball games because the National Baseball Association took the stand up, you know, for transgender. And, you know, that was it for me, you know.
Yeah, and they were kneeling on the flag and, you know, everything else. So, yep, you got to take a stand somewhere. And money is the thing that talks to these people. And the marketplace, they can feel the pain.
Yeah, I would feel ashamed to, you know, to compromise, you know, that by even patronizing it because, you know, I feel I'm better than that. Okay, you have to have higher standards, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good, Joe. We've got about 4 minutes left to give an invitation, and so I know. I'll just ask you. I'll ask you some questions. We'll give it that way. Can you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Joe. Let me ask you this. What is the greatest source of wisdom and knowledge that ever existed?
The Bible, the doctrine, the word of Jesus Christ, his teaching.
Now, he said 2,000 years ago that heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass away. And for 2,000 years, the oppositions have tried everything they can, like they did with revisionist history, to destroy the word of God. But we still have the King James Bible, don't we?
We still have it. It's still one of the best-selling books in the world.
Okay. So God has a record of 6,000 years of prophecy, over 1,800 prophecies, over 500 in the New Testament, and over 1,200. Well, let me see. 500, and I believe it was like 580 in the New Testament. But anyhow, the vast majority of these have already been fulfilled.
Exactly
the vast majority.
How, when did the Lord said that would happen?
So the accuracy of God's word in the Bible is perfect, isn't it?
So far it is, and the mathematicians will tell you that that kind of accuracy is impossible. But
and that's
it is.
That's exactly what they will say, that for man, with all of our technology, to even try to duplicate even, let's just say, fulfill three of the prophecies, we couldn't do it. We could not do it. Okay, so here, this is the most accurate, the most reliable source of information that ever existed. And God has said that it's appointed to all men once to die. Okay, do you know anyone that's not going to die?
Judgment.
No. Do you know anyone that's not going to die?
Nope. Nope. We all will die.
And then when you once you're dead, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. God has said this. It's not up for the debate. You can believe whatever you want, but the reality is, when you die, you're going to end up, if you're saved, in heaven. If you die without Christ in your sin, you're going to hell. God has stated that, hasn't he?
He's made it quite clear.
So then, wouldn't it be the most reasonable and practical and the smartest thing that anyone has ever done when they've heard that from the preacher, knowing that the preacher is just a messenger, that they need to do, as Jesus instructed, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of their sins. Will God honor that if you do that, if you pray, and if you're sincere? Will he honor your commitment?
Always. God cannot lie. He tells you something that you can take it, stand on it forever.
So if you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, completely and totally, will you become a new creature?
You will become a born-again believer, and the scripture says a new creation, a new creature, yes, in Christ.
An heir of the kingdom, huh?
Joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life.
Amen.
And you become a son or daughter adopted of the living God. It doesn't get any better than that.
And then you'll be indwelt by who?
You will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on everlasting life and the seal of God's promise.
Okay, so then, does the Bible teach that you, once you're saved, once you're born again, you're on the road to immortality, that once you leave this world, you will live forever?
That's what he said. You will be with him forever and he went to make a mansion for us to live in his
house. All right, well,
house.
That's reality. What you just talked about is reality. This world, with all the transgenders and everything, is not reality. It is a fantasy land. But we're out of time, so tonight we want to say good night. God bless, and always, always, always
keep
fighting. The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.